Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The West Side will see the San Pedro and Apache Creeks be transformed into running and biking trails, and the San Antonio River Authority is seeking public comment on the projects. Now's a great time to comment. Give us a call, 614-8980. What do you think about turning these creeks that we use for drainage into, running and biking trails? Is it an amenity that will be a bonus to these neighborhoods? Russell Pearsine is the manager of watershed engineering for SARA. He joins us to talk about the project. Russell, you're there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you.
So give me a quick overview about turning these creeks into running and biking trails. I grew up, playing in those creeks and hunting for crawdads and things. So many of us have already, made recreational use out of them.
You bet. Essentially, we've been in a planning stage with what we call our West Side Creeks Restoration Oversight Committee, looking at those creeks on the west side, and this is kind of a springboard or a catalyst from our Mission Reach project, which goes to the south along the San Antonio River. Of course, these creeks drain into that particular flood control channel and restoration project that also has recreational function to it. And so really these trails are a part of the city's Proposition 2 that the voters have voted on and a part of their investment in the Linear Creekways program, as many folks in the area might know it. And so we're trying to establish additional connectivity basically from down at the Mission Reach along San Pedro Creek up through Apache to about the Elmendorf Lake area. And there's also a city bond project separate from this that's working on revitalizing Elmendorf Lake Park. And then there's trails along the other creeks like Martinez and the Alazan. So the entire system will see some additional connectivity. It's not the entire stretch, but it's looking at creating connectivity between current amenities and then also connecting many of those neighborhoods, which folks might know when the river and the creeks were channelized, a lot of those neighborhoods might have been cut off along the way.
Right. So the big question a lot of people want to know, because we had the rain recently and we saw flooding, is the drainage. Is this going to have an impact on effective drainage, where we see backup of waters, anything, even if it's just a small, hampering of its process, of its purpose, then that's not a good thing.
That would be right. And when we do these projects, we have to, at a minimum, be able to maintain the flood flows that those current conveyance systems, drainage channels, creeks, whatever conveys the floodwaters out, we have to, at a minimum, basically keep conditions as they are today. In some cases, like along the Mission Reach, there were certain areas where we were able to lower that water surface elevation and provide some additional flood benefits. The San Pedro project that's moving towards design right now actually is slated to also remove almost 50 acres out of the floodplain whenever that particular project if it was to go to construction and be built. So, there are some projects are a combination of both flood control and restoration and recreation. But when it's just a recreation or restoration mission that we're adding to those creeks or tributaries, our minimum standard is to be able to maintain the current flood carrying capacity of those channels.
Now, there is a public hearing, the first in a series of public meetings tonight at the Mission Verde Center at 1700 Tampico, and that's where we're going to see some of these design concepts for creating creekway trails along the Apache Creek from 19th Street to the confluence with San Pedro Creek.
That is correct. Tonight we're trying to afford the opportunity, one, to get the public involved and let them know about this connectivity that's going to be added and to get their input. When we have these public processes, we always get great input from the neighborhood. And in this case, a lot of these neighborhoods will have access to these trails and be utilizing them, as opposed to maybe the Riverwalk, where we have a lot of tourists. So we're going to have a lot of our own residents being utilizing these trails. And so getting their input, understanding the connectivity, knowing how we're going to be able to connect to some of those neighborhoods, what are the good access points, and having them understand the project and kind of the timelines of the project over the next several years is important to us, and we hope that folks will come out tonight and participate.
So what are these creeks, what will they look like when they're completed? Will there still be this stream running down the middle of it, and it'll have walkways, paved walkways, or how does it look?
In the case along these creeks, they'll be it's essentially about a 10-foot concrete trail that'll be placed there. It's similar to if folks have been on the Salado or Leon Creek greenways that we've put in and around the city, similar to Mission Reach from the standpoint of the recreational access. As far as the restoration of the channel, that is not planned right now, but we are working on a comprehensive study with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers looking at the potential for the restoration of those creeks.
When you say restoration, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, restoration would be, right now those are basically grass-lined, and you'll see a hardened surface along the creek channel. Taking that right now, it's non-native grasses. It's not very good habitat. We are along the central flyway for birds coming down, so being able to restore that habitat would be able to bring some of that both aquatic life, which those birds need, back to the area, and so it creates kind of a more stable, more natural ecosystem than what we have today. Today we have basically a grass-lined channel with Bermuda grass that we mow and maintain. We would also like to put some additional features within the channel bottom to make it more stable. If anybody, actually, I went up San Pedro Creek today, and the recent event, you can see that there's damage along that creek that has to be maintained over time. We would hope with the restoration we would be able to make a more stable environment that would reduce our overall maintenance costs over time. So those are some of the goals from a restoration perspective, and we're working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to try to assess what we can do and how we can go about doing that. This trail project will be in advance to anything that would happen with that project, and so what we want to do is make sure we stay consistent with the goals of that project such that we're not having to redo trails or redo amenities that we would add now and have to spend public funds later.
What's the timeline?
Well, these linear trails will be done over the next 2 to 3 years. We're going to take them from, we're starting the design process here at the conclusion of these public meetings. We'll get those trails designed, and they'll be bid out, and then they'll be constructed. The restoration project, we've moved kind of through the next stage of decision points with the Army Corps of Engineers, and we'll be finalizing the report now. And then we'll be discussing kind of what next steps are in that particular process with the Corps. Of course, the San Pedro Creek project, Bexar County Commissioner's Court approved moving forward with design of that through the downtown and to the confluence with Apache Creek, which would ultimately tie into this trail system that we're talking about now.
So apparently I could run from San Pedro Park through the creek system to downtown and not ever have to cross a street or anything like that?
Yeah, the goal would be right now the northernmost limit on San Pedro would be up near I-35, near Fox Tech High School for people that have lived in town a while. Be able to take that trail down, eventually get down to the Mission Reach, and then go eight miles to the south.
Russell Pearsine, thank you so much. He is the project coordinator for the San Antonio Creek Trail System. They have a public meeting tonight, and they invite you to go at the Mission Verde Center. This is The Source on KSTX, and when we come back, we're going to talk to State Representative Trey Martinez-Fisher about redistricting. Stay tuned.